Debugging and error handling. This is one of the SSIS 2012 video tutorials series from Red Hat Academy. I'm Rezarat, SQL Server author, trainer, and MVP. In this video, I will talk about SSIS package lagging, which is legacy SSIS package lagging system, because it's not used in 2012 anymore, but it is quite useful if you are using still 2008, 2008 R2 or 2005 SSIS packages. Legacy package lagging is quite easy to configure. You develop and configure in the development time, design it in the development time, and you can also configure and design it in the runtime. There are five types of lagging providers supported, which are text file, SQL Server, SQL Server Profiler. That means you can log your log entries into a SQL Server Profiler TRS file, Windows Event Log, and XML file. Depends on which lagging methods and which lagging storage would be better for you. You can choose any of these or multiple of these. For example, a package can have three kind of lagging: in text file, in SQL Server, and Windows Event Log. You can also choose list of events that you want to be logged and the variables that you want to be logged. For example, the computer name, source ID, and you can also, from the events, you can also choose which event, for example, on error, on warning, on information, any of these events that you want to be logged. It's quite easy to work with. I just show you in a sample how to do that. This is a sample SSIS package that we have here. This SSIS package has a for each loop that loops through some text files and load data into database. And if I execute that, it will fail because, for example, there are some, these records are exist in the destination and primary key violation happens and that sort of thing. Now I want to do some logging on this package. For doing the logging, what I do, just going to the SSIS menu and choose the logging here. When I choose the logging here, you can see that there are different kinds of provider types. I can choose SQL Server, XML file, text file, any of these things. At the moment, I want to choose SSIS SQL Server as a SSIS log. So before choosing that, I just go to the go and create a new connection for that. I create a connection and I name this connection as a log connection. For this log connection, with this log connection, I can now create that SSIS logging. You can choose any of existing connections as well. So I go back to the SSIS logging. I choose SSIS log provider for SQL Server. And I add here, I choose the package container or anything that I want to be logged. I have the object hierarchy here, so I choose the package. Then I choose the logging provider. This is the name of logging provider. I can change this name. I don't want to do that now. Then in the configuration, I choose which connection that I want to use for SQL Server logging, which I say log connection because I choose that, like I created that log connection. As you can see, I didn't set the table that I want to log. That's because SSIS stores its log entries into a specific table, which is this SSIS log. And then in the details tab, I go to the advanced and I choose a list of events and variables that I want. For example, source name variable tells me that which package executable objects caused that event, so I choose everything at the moment and then I hit OK. So that's Oh, then I have this configuration. Now if I start execution, the package execute as normal and it fails again. I stop that. Now I can go to my database. I can select star from SSIS log. As you can see, this is the table that provides SSIS package logging. So when I select data here, you can see that you have some log entries here for each kind of events. There are some log entries. It has the computer name, operator name, source, which is the executable name, source ID and execution ID. These are unique identifier assigned to the source and to the package executions, start time, end time, and some other information like message. For example, if I want to know what caused the error, I say where event was an error. And when I select here, it shows me an error messages, and there are different kinds of error that happened. For example, we have division by zero somewhere else we have some other kind of error. At the moment, division by zero is the most important one that I see here. So that's actually how we can use this SSIS package logging, which is quite useful if you are using SSIS 2005, 2008, 2008 R2. In 2012, the method of deployment of SSIS packages changed quite differently. At the moment, if you look at this project, this is in package deployment model, which is the legacy. By default, when you create a package in SSIS 2012, this will be in project deployment model. And in project deployment model, there will be a SSIS catalog, which I will talk about. And that SSIS catalog provides a robust method of SSIS logging in different levels. Okay, for SSIS package logging, there is also another think that is important, and that is that when you deployed your package into the production environment, you can even control the logging configuration, not from the bits or SSTD, even from the UI or from the command line that you are executing the package. At the moment, I want to show you how to execute this with dtexecui. dtexecui is one of the important tools for executing SSIS packages in legacy deployment model or in package deployment model. I choose file system for executing this, and I choose the package. My package is this one. When I choose the package, there are different configuration that I can set up here. For example, I can set variables values. I can change the logging connection string, or directly I can come to the connection managers part and choose the log connections. Log connections was the connection that I used for logging. And now here I can change the connection string for that one. So let's say I don't want to log this into this database. Instead of that, I want to log into the sample database. So I just, before that, I just truncate my log table here. And then I'm going to dtexecui, and here I change initial catalog of log connections. You should check this to change it, and I enter sample. When I execute the package in this way, this is one of the useful ways of executing package in production environment, because you won't have SSDT or Business Intelligence Development Studio. As you can see, this shows me the progress of a package execution, and if I go back here in my old DB, I cannot see any log entries. But if I go to the sample database and I select from SSIS log, you can see that all entries already are here. So I can easily change the log connection string, which is quite useful and handy for SSIS administrators, server administrators to change this. There are other kinds of changes that you can do, those kind of changes are actually adding or removing log providers, enabling or disabling logs. Here in execute package utility, which is dt-exec-ui, you don't have all these kind of features graphically enabled. There is also another way of executing packages, which is with dt-exec. dt-exec is the command line for execution of SSIS packages. That command line has different options. For example, this text here, this command line and text here is for executing that package. This is the address and name of that package. But for this package, we said that we don't want this package to log anything. That logging mode 2 means that disable all logging on this package. So I just paste it here. Let me type it in here, dt-exec/f, then I put my package name and /set package.properties logging mode. I want this to be 2. Before executing this, I just truncate logs in this database as well, so we don't have any log entries in any of databases. Now I want to execute the package from here. As you can see, that command is executing the package and looping through data flow tasks and that sort of thing. Package executed, and now if I go back here, I see that there is no log entry anywhere. That's because we removed that, we disabled that logging mode with this command. dt-exec has different, has many options for execution packages, which we will talk about in the execution, in the package execution tutorial video about that. If you want to learn more about that, you can just search for dt-exec utility, and there are lots of commands and options and switch that you can use. Even in the log options, you can choose which variables you want to be logged and that sort of thing, and changing logging providers, adding logging providers, and that sort of information. So that was the sample. In summary, in this video, you learned how to enable and use package logging, SSIS package logging. That's package logging configuration can be done in your development environment or even within dt-exec or dt-exec UI. There are 5 types of logging providers. You can use one of them or multiple logging providers. And remember that this is legacy SSIS package logging. This is good for SSIS 2005 to 2008 R2, but for 2012 there is a much better SSIS catalog logging system.